This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman Report. The echoes of conflict are growing louder, aren't they? Not just the physical explosions, but the reverberations of ancient prophecies unfolding before our very eyes. For generations, the prophets have warned of this day, of the nation's stirring, of the arrogance of power, and of the judgment that inevitably follows. We are witnesses to the unraveling of a carefully constructed illusion, the exposure of Edom's hand in every shadow of this conflict. Reports are flooding in, Israel escalating hostilities with direct strikes within Iran. They speak of calculated escalation, of defiance against the Most High. But let's be clear, this is not about defense. This is about dominion. This is the pattern of Esau's lineage, the relentless pursuit of what was never theirs to take. Yes, Yahu 34 speaks of Edom's conditional aid, of the withdrawing of support when the time of judgment arrives. We see it now, the instability sown by reliance on foreign powers, the exposure of the self-serving nature of these so-called alliances. Yahuwah is dismantling the foundations of Edom's power, brick by brick. And then the response. Iran's missiles raining down upon Israel. Is this a cause for celebration? Absolutely not. Every life lost is a tragedy, a testament to the brokenness of this world. But understand this. Yahuwah does not necessarily sanction the actions of those he uses as instruments of judgment. Iran's response, fueled by its own grievances, serves a purpose in his hands, to expose the wickedness of the Zionist state, to awaken scattered Israel from their slumber. The explosions near Jerusalem are not merely the result of intercepted missiles. They are echoes of a righteous judgment descending upon a rebellious people. For decades, Yahuwah has warned of the consequences of Israel's usurpation of Jerusalem, the ongoing assault on Gaza, the illegal settlements, the defilement of the Temple Mount. These are not isolated incidents. They are acts of defiance that demand recompense. Yahal 3 speaks plainly. The nations will be judged for dividing Israel's land, and we are seeing that judgment begin to unfold. But this is not a battle for their redemption. Scattered Israel, the true descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, must not be deceived by the narrative spun by the mainstream media, by the propaganda of the Zionist state. This is not a struggle for righteousness, but a power play rooted in wickedness. We are called to be watchmen on the walls, discerning the signs, separating ourselves from the Babylonian systems that seek to ensnare us. The satellite images, meticulously compiled, revealing the devastation wrought upon Iranian naval ports, deliberate targeting of infrastructure, a calculated attempt to destabilize the region. The complicity of the United States, with its military bases strategically positioned throughout the Gulf. This is not about peace. It is about control. Malachi 1 condemns Edom for its pride and its relentless pursuit of power. And we see that pride on full display, the arrogance of a regime convinced of its own invincibility. They masquerade as the fulfillment of biblical prophecy, deceiving both the nations and even segments of scattered Israel. This deception hinges on the conflation of the political entity with the covenant people. Yahuwah's promise was never to establish a geopolitical power, but to restore a repentant remnant to their inheritance, a restoration rooted in obedience and righteousness, not military might and territorial expansion. The launches from Iran, the explosions in Jerusalem, these are symptoms of a deeper malady. The nations are awakening to the injustice perpetrated by the Zionist state, and the consequences will fall upon those who have enabled its existence. This is a time of judgment on Edom, a reckoning for those who have sought to replace Israel and usurp Yahuwah's plan. Remember Devarim 28. Remember the scattering of Israel amongst the nations. Remember the conditions laid out for obedience and disobedience. Scattered Israel must understand that this conflict is not a battle for their redemption. Their redemption comes through repentance, through returning to the covenant, through separating themselves from the wickedness that surrounds them. The direct assault on Iranian soil, a significant shift. Previously, Israel operated through proxies, through covert operations. Now they openly strike, revealing their true intent to destabilize the region to assert control. The so-called defense of Israel is merely a pretext for expansion, for the usurpation of Yahuwah's inheritance. This echoes the warnings of Yeshayahu 38, the nations gathering for war, the ambition to seize the land. The time of tribulation is upon us. Yahuwah is testing the nations, and judgment is being poured out upon those who defy His covenant. The modern state of Israel, built upon lies and sustained by the power of Edom, is a key player in this unfolding drama. We are not to rejoice in suffering, but we must recognize this as a consequence of disobedience. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.